Hey, buenos dias.
Hi, Wilkie.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How you doing, partner?
I'm good.
Pretty good, pretty good. Give me one second. I can barely hear you. Give me one second. Let me adjust some settings here. Now you missed call, brother, so I wanted to reach back out to you. Sorry, I was on the line with another business owner.
Yeah. You guys are pretty busy, huh?
For sure, man. I mean, in the second quarter, we had some businesses, you know, still not get lined up as far as marketing. So,
trying
to get everything done for everybody. But what's up, brother? How can I help you?
Yeah. What happened is I was talking to the lady yesterday, and then she was trying to get my Facebook business page connected with the thing, and I couldn't do it.
Okay.
And she said we'll go back and ensure that they will call me today, have somebody, and it's some number that she was going to give me a number to for a number. And then, for some reason, the number that she gave me, it didn't work as well. And then she said she was going to reach back and call back had the team call back just to verify the number, to get a number to work or everything like that. But I haven't heard anything from her, so I was like calling to see what's going on, you know.
Let me look at your account real quick. What she probably did was she put a CNC, which is a client needs contact, for the Facebook page. So let me see. Client wants a new Facebook page. No business Facebook client will grant access. Person living in profile.
Because everything else works. Because I give the access to the Yelp page, and that I give the access to that. That works. And the Google account, that works and stuff. One of the things is the Facebook thing. I couldn't get the Facebook page and stuff like that. I couldn't get that going and stuff like that. And she said she was going to have a number that she was going to give me, like a phone number just to use, whatever, that the client would call, contact from that number. And then that number didn't work. It didn't work for some, for whatever reason. So she said she was going to reach back to me, have the team reach back to me, but I haven't heard anything back from her. So I don't know.
Yeah, so what she did was she put, she did the CNC, which is the client needs contact, and what that one's going to do for you, it puts you in the queue, so they will be reaching out to you. I mean, just bear with us. They're going to go through it, right, through the client needs contact today. So let me see here. Yeah, you are in the queue. I can see it right here. They should be reaching out to you sometime today. So you should be getting your call. Just bear with me here. I'm going to put it here. Yeah, that's for a Facebook call and also call tracking. Okay.
And then she was talking about something like I know you told me like with that with my website and stuff like that. She said that with the website that if they, because I told her I'm not worried about changing if the website, you guys keep the same website or whatever. She said she was going to build me like a new website. But she said if I'm happy with the website that I have, it's cool. But I just don't want, you know.
It is. It's up to you. So, I mean, if you're happy with the website you have, that's cool. You know what I mean? We'll optimize it. It'll still be included, right, like as far as optimization goes. Now, if you want us to redo the website, I mean, that's not a problem. We will, right? But
if you guys redo another a website, you guys have to rebuild like a whole new website. So I have to use the name that I have, right?
No, we can use your domain. If we build a website, I mean, you'll grant us access to the domain. And we'll build the website. I mean, that's not a problem, right? Basically, it would be the same thing. The only thing is we're not going to pull down your website right away. While we're working on your website's going to stay live, right? And then once it's ready, we'll show you the website. That will be within the first 7 to 14 days. And if you say, hey, looks great, I like it better, then we'll switch it out seamlessly, right? No big deal.
Oh, okay, but my domain name will be the same. We'll be Siggy Clean Iron Holland.
Yeah, the domain will stay the same, absolutely.
But if I keep the website that I have right now, though, I mean, you guys will still optimize the website and start do the SEO.
Yeah, for sure. Exactly. Yeah, for sure.
Okay. I'll just keep the website then, I guess.
Okay, no worries. All
right. So, how's it working? Other things right now is like, so is my thing, my the Google, like, you guys optimize my Google pages or anything? Because, like, just start getting some calls or whatever.
For sure. So they're already starting on all that for you, right? Now, as far as everything else goes, I mean, all of that work is already in the queue, and we're just doing the client needs contact for the Facebook call.
Oh, the Facebook thing? Mm-hmm. Yeah, with the Facebook, I'm trying to do it right now because I already I downloaded the Facebook Meta and stuff. I downloaded the Facebook Meta and I already put my Instagram business page on there. I'm just trying to figure out how to get my Facebook business page on there as well, so I can give you guys the access to the Facebook page and stuff like that. Because they only give me like access to my my personal page, but not the business page and stuff, you know.
Okay. All right, and you have them linked together, right? You said your Instagram and the Facebook.
Yeah, I have them linked together. But what happened is when I linked them together, when I post some of my Instagram, it goes to my personal. I don't want it to go to my personal. I want it to go to my business page and stuff like that.
Business page.
Yeah. Yeah, but for some reason, when I post some of my Instagram business page, it goes to my personal Facebook page. So I'm trying to see if I can get it the link to my business page and stuff like that. So I don't know if that's something that you guys could help me with.
Yeah, so what you want to do with that one is instead of posting on your Instagram first, mm-hmm. you're going to want to, anything you're going to want to post for the business, post it on the business profile and then share it to Instagram the other way around. Because okay. that's how it's going to work better for you. Because your business profile is already going to be linked into your Instagram. But so is the main profile, right? So if you do it through Instagram first, it's just going to automatically share your profile, whichever one you have clicked as a primary. So what that means is, say the app that you have logged into is signed into your primary, right? Which is your user profile, and then you're on Instagram and you share. Well, when it goes over to Facebook, it's going to see that it's logged into your main profile. You see what I mean? So if you go to share something on Instagram, open up your Facebook first, click on your business profile so it's signed into that one. And then when you click
even when I do that, it still goes to my personal. I don't understand.
Yeah, and then if that's the case, then you're going to have to post it to your Facebook business profile and then share to Instagram.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. But it's just like, but do you guys, I'm trying to give you guys, like, because I clicked the link that you guys sent me. And then with the Yelp, I already got access to my Yelp page and stuff like that. And my Google page, but the only thing I'm having problems with right now is just the Facebook and stuff like that.
And no worries, because we have a really good team with the Facebook. And they're going through the queue today, so they'll get to you, right? They'll give you a call for the Facebook. Just be a little bit patient with us so we can get to that for you.
Okay. But everything already, the Google thing, you guys already doing the Google map and all that stuff, right?
For sure. Yes, sir. They've already begun. Once they get the access, they begin the optimization. Yes, sir.
Yeah, because I get the access since yesterday with my Google and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, I saw that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I'm just trying to get some calls and stuff like that, kind of make some money with everything, you know?
Yo, I hear you.
All right, so I should wait on the team. Like, will they give me like a notice or a heads up before they call?
They won't. They'll reach out to you directly, right? So you won't get a text message before. But let's see here. I mean, it looks like you're in the queue later today, a little bit after lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Is when you should be receiving the phone call.
I just want to make sure that I'm home before they call and stuff like that, you know.
I got you. And if they do call you and you miss the call, they'll keep calling until they get a hold of you.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you. If there's anything, I'll give you a call and stuff like that. You know, because they say we're going to call somebody to give me the new number to you. They gave me the number right for somebody who just wasn't working and stuff like that. You know, so she said she'll contact me sometimes a day just to let start to get all that stuff going and stuff like that.
Okay. Yeah. So I like I said, I mean, I do see it here on the account, so they will be reaching out to you today. They're just getting through the queue for everybody, Charlie. Right.
Okay, no problem. Thank you very much.
All right, absolutely, Wilkie. If you need anything, feel free to give me a call, partner.
Okay, I will. Thank you.